Another good story about generosity during our pledge drive here at Relevant Radio. Our story today called The Old Lady and the Television Interview. There's a story about an elderly lady in Arkansas. As the state voted to increase welfare payments to indigents, hoping for a tearjerker story, a television interviewer went into the back hills where many welfare recipients lived. The old woman he chose to interview lived in a one-room shack. Drafty in winter, stifling in summer, her bed was just a few rough planks nailed together with a pine needle mattress. A couple of thin blankets and a fireplace did little to protect her from the cold. Her furniture, a table and two chairs, were fashioned from the same rough wood as her bed. Some shelves held a few cans of food from the general store, a three-mile walk down the road. Several jars of preserves and a few squash completed her larder. She had no fridge or freezer. The fireplace provided heat for cooking. With no phone or television, her only connection with the outside world was an old radio that pulled in two or three local stations on a good day. The old woman had one convenience, running water. A crystal clear stream gurgled a short distance behind her home. A small garden near her back door provided fresh vegetables during the summer and some squash and turnips for the winter. A tidy flower garden brightened the front of her house. The television crew arrived and set up their big, expensive cameras. Their mobile station broadcast pictures of the woman and the place she called home. Eventually, the interviewer asked the old woman, "If the government gave you $200 more each month, what would you do with it?" Without hesitation, the woman replied, "I'd give it to the poor." Hebrews 13:16, "And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.